Welcome to your personalized deep dive into Global Pulse 2025. We're going to kind of unpack the state of the world here, looking at the biggest issues and the biggest opportunities out there. Think of it as like your cheat sheet to understanding what's really going on.
Yeah, it's a crucial point in time right now. Decisions made the next few years will have a huge ripple effect for decades to come. So it's important to understand the full picture.
For sure. So we'll be looking at all of this through three main lenses. The first is, what are the biggest concerns that are keeping people up at night? The second is, what are the challenges that are making these issues so tough to tackle? And then finally, where are the opportunities where we can actually make a real difference? Let's kick things off with some pretty alarming statistics. 2024 was the hottest year on record, and we actually blew past that 1.5 degrees Celsius warming threshold that Earth.org keeps talking about.
And we're already seeing the consequences. Last summer, Greenland's ice sheet lost a massive 60 billion tons of ice in just 2 months. And to put that in perspective, since 1997, Antarctica has lost 7.5 trillion tons of ice. All that melting ice contributes to rising sea levels, which is obviously a huge threat to coastal communities and entire island nations.
It's a scary thought, and it's not just rising sea levels we should be worried about. The Amazon rainforest, which is supposed to be absorbing carbon, is actually on the verge of collapsing.
Right.
If deforestation continues at this rate, it could actually start emitting carbon, which would make climate change even worse. What's the deal with these tipping points I keep hearing about?
So climate tipping points they're like thresholds. Once we cross them, things start to change in the Earth's systems in ways that we can't reverse. It's kind of like a domino effect. The Amazon rainforest situation is a perfect example. Imagine the Amazon, once a lush carbon sink, turning into a vast arid region, releasing billions of tons of CO2 into the atmosphere. That's a tipping point, and it would accelerate climate change beyond our control.
Okay, so climate change is clearly a big one, but AI seems to be everywhere these days. Is it really that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things?
AI is a double-edged sword. On one hand, it's driving economic growth and creating amazing new technologies, but on the other hand, it's being used to spread misinformation and create some pretty serious ethical dilemmas.
Yeah, I've seen those deepfake videos online. Some are pretty hilarious, but the idea that they could be used to sway elections is terrifying.
Exactly. The World Economic Forum's 2024 Global Risk Report actually listed disinformation as a top short-term threat. Those deepfakes are getting so sophisticated that they can be incredibly convincing, and bots can spread misinformation faster than ever before. It's a real challenge for democracies around the world.
So it's not all doom and gloom, right? There are upsides to AI too.
Absolutely. The International Labor Organization, or ILO, predicts that AI will create a boom in green and digital sectors. However, there's a risk that it could actually worsen inequality if we're not careful.
How so?
Well, low-income countries are already struggling to adapt to the rapidly changing global economy. If they fall behind in the AI race, they could be left out of the benefits entirely, and the gap between the haves and the have-nots could get even wider.
That makes sense. Speaking of a divided world, can we talk about what's going on geopolitically? It seems like things are pretty unstable right now.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Conflicts are popping up all over the place, and they're impacting global trade and supply chains. In 2023, we saw the worst drop in global trade this century outside of a recession. The UN Foundation is calling this the polycrisis era, where we have multiple interconnected crises happening at the same time.
Well, I'm curious about this polycrisis idea. You mentioned conflicts. Is there something bigger connecting all of this?
If we zoom out and look at the bigger picture, we see a pattern of rising nationalism and protectionist policies. Countries are starting to turn inward, prioritizing their own interests over global cooperation. This me-first mentality makes it a lot harder to address global challenges that require a united front.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Take the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act and the EU's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism. While these policies aim to promote domestic green industries, some countries view them as protectionist measures that actually hinder global cooperation on climate change.
So instead of working together to solve a global problem, countries are creating new barriers and competing with each other. It seems like we're moving further away from a united global front, which is a problem when we need to work together more than ever.
Exactly. This trend of declining international cooperation is a major roadblock to tackling the pressing concerns we've been talking about. And it's not just about policies and economics. There's a growing distrust between developed and developing nations that's making it even harder to find common ground and take decisive action. And this lack of cooperation, it feeds directly into those challenges we were talking about earlier. The UN is struggling with funding shortfalls. Multilateralism is weakening. global power dynamics are shifting. It's a tough situation.
So challenge number one is cooperation, or really the lack of it. What's the next big roadblock?
Well, inequality is a huge issue. The World Bank's data shows that global growth is incredibly uneven. High-income countries are pulling ahead largely because of the AI revolution. While a lot of low-income countries are dealing with informality and exclusion, it's a recipe for instability.
You mentioned AI impacting the job market earlier. Is that part of this inequality problem too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
While AI is creating opportunities in those green and digital sectors we talked about, those benefits aren't reaching everyone equally. Young people, particularly in developing nations, are facing a future with limited access to good education and decent jobs.
It sounds like a vicious cycle, limited opportunities leading to unrest, which then hinders economic growth even further. Is there any way to break that cycle?
That's the million-dollar question. We need to find ways to make sure that the benefits of these technological advancements are shared more equitably. This requires investment in education and training, as well as policies that promote inclusive growth.
Okay, so we've got the cooperation problem, the inequality problem. What else is standing in our way?
The pace of change. We have the tools to address climate change, but scaling them up to meet the needs of a growing population is a huge bottleneck.
Yeah, I get that. We've made some progress in areas like solar energy, but getting reliable and affordable energy to 10 billion people by the middle of the century, that's a massive undertaking. What needs to happen to speed things up?
We need massive investment in infrastructure breakthroughs, in technology, and most importantly, the political will to get things done. You know, even though we have the knowledge and the solutions, putting them into action on a global scale is painfully slow.
It is frustrating, isn't it? We know what needs to be done, but it's like we're stuck in slow motion. But let's not dwell on the negative. Are there any bright spots? Are there reasons to be hopeful?
There's always hope. Despite the challenges, there's a growing movement of people and organizations dedicated to creating a better future. We're seeing incredible developments in green technology, a surge in community action, and some really innovative approaches to bridging the gaps.
Okay, this is where things get really interesting. Let's start with green technology. What are some of the most promising developments you're seeing?
Well, we're seeing rapid advancements and decreasing costs in clean energy technologies across the board. Solar and wind power are becoming more efficient and affordable, and we're seeing breakthroughs in things like next-generation battery storage.
That's great news for the fight against climate change. What about AI? Is it playing a role in these green solutions?
Definitely. Companies are finding creative ways to use AI to tackle environmental challenges. For example, there's a company called Dryad that's using AI to detect wildfires early on, which can help prevent them from spreading and causing widespread damage. And another company, Sagewell, is helping utility companies optimize energy consumption and reduce peak demand.
So AI is not just about self-driving cars and robots. It's being used to solve real-world problems like climate change. That's pretty cool. But it's not just about big companies and fancy technology, is it? What about the role of everyday people in all of this?
You're right. It's not just about the big players. We're seeing a surge in community action, with people taking matters into their own hands and making a difference in their own communities.
That's really inspiring. What are some examples of this community action in action?
Well, the effective altruism movement is gaining a lot of traction.
Yeah.
This movement is all about using evidence and reason to figure out how to do the most good with your time and resources. People are focusing on tackling some of the world's most pressing problems, like AI safety and pandemic preparedness.
That makes a lot of sense. We can't just rely on governments and big institutions to solve these problems. We all have a role to play. What about other examples? Are there grassroots movements that are making a difference?
Absolutely. We're seeing a rise in grassroots movements focused on things like sustainable fashion. People are becoming more aware of the environmental and social costs of fast fashion and are demanding more sustainable practices. Podcasts like Sustainable are doing a great job of raising awareness about greenwashing and encouraging people to make more informed choices.
It's amazing how much power these grassroots movements have to change the way we think and behave. Are there other movements or groups that are making a difference that you'd like to highlight?
The 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration in 2025 has brought renewed attention to the fight for gender equality. We're seeing incredible activists and leaders like Michelle Milford Morse challenging the status quo and pushing for progress on this front.
It's so important to celebrate those wins and acknowledge the progress that's being made, but we can't forget about the role of innovation in bridging those gaps we talked about earlier. What are some of the ways innovation is being used to tackle global challenges?
Technology is playing a crucial role, High-frequency data collection, for example, is giving us real-time insights into issues like food security and economic trends. The World Bank has a program called the Living Standards Measurement Study, or LSMS for short, which is a great example of this.
Can you explain what LSMS is and why it's so important?
Think of LSMS as a high-tech census. It's constantly gathering data on everything from crop yields to household income, giving us a much clearer picture of how policies are actually impacting people on the ground. This data can be incredibly valuable for informing better decision-making and crafting more effective solutions.
So it's like having a finger on the pulse of what's happening in real time. That's pretty amazing. What about AI? What role can it play in solving global challenges?
AI has the potential to accelerate climate science, helping us better understand and predict the impacts of climate change. This will allow us to develop more effective strategies for mitigating and adapting to the effects of a warming planet. Organizations at the UN's Global Pulse are at the forefront of this work, scaling up innovation and building foresight capabilities.
It seems like we're on the verge of some really major breakthroughs here, but there are also potential downsides to all this technology, right? How do we make sure that it's actually used for good?
Yeah, that's the key responsible innovation. You know, we need to be mindful of the risks like unintended consequences or even misuse, but we also need to embrace the potential for technology to solve some of these really tough problems. It's about finding that balance.
It is a lot to think about. So as we wrap up this deep dive into Global Pulse 2025, what are the key takeaways you want our listener to walk away with?
I think the first is that it's crucial to understand that we're dealing with a really complex web of interconnected challenges. Climate change, AI inequality, geopolitical instability. These things are all intertwined. You can't address one without considering the others.
It's like a giant puzzle and all the pieces are connected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And second, despite how daunting these challenges can feel, there are reasons to be optimistic. We're seeing progress in green technology, a surge in community action, and some really creative approaches to problem solving.
It's a good reminder that we're not powerless. Each of us has a role to play in creating a better future.
Absolutely. And that brings me to my final thought. As we navigate this complex landscape, the most important question isn't just what's happening. It's what role will each of us choose to play in shaping the future?
That's a powerful question. It's a call to action inviting us to think about our values and how we can contribute no matter how big or small our actions might seem.
You know, every choice we make has a ripple effect. We have the power to amplify those positive trends we discussed to accelerate progress toward a more sustainable, equitable, and just world.
So to our listener, we encourage you to keep exploring these topics. Dive deeper into the issues that resonate with you. Connect with the communities and organizations working on solutions. And most importantly, consider how you can make a difference in your own life and in the world around you.
The future isn't predetermined. It's being shaped right now by the choices we make both individually and collectively.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Global Pulse 2025. We hope it sparked your curiosity, fueled your hope, and given you the knowledge to be an active participant in shaping the future we all want to see.
Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and keep feeling the pulse.
And remember, even in the midst of all this complexity, there's always opportunity. It's up to each of us to seize it.